Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast for the week of August 20th through the 24th of 2007. This week in the IDC, we will be hosting the third Summer Reading Book Discussion Group on Thursday, August 23rd at noon in the Student Commons Building, room 2401. The book, The Devil in the White City, by Eric Larson, will be discussed. Come join HCC librarian Carol Reed as she leads a discussion of this fascinating look at the World's Columbian Exposition held in Chicago in 1894 and some of the characters who took center stage at this time. With the start of the fall semester, I just wanted to recap some of the services that we offer in the IDC. Remember, you can stop into the IDC for WebCT assistance if you need help with uploading quizzes, problems with WebCT, or other issues with course management, contact Jean Marie Taylor, WebCT Help Desk Manager. Her contact information and hours of availability are listed on the IDC website. Other services that we offer include multimedia design, including website design, PowerPoint design assistance, graphic design, including creating handouts for your courses, video production, podcasting, screen capturing, flash-based presentations, which is ideal for presenting information in a dynamic way, and computer technology assistance, offerings such as setting up a laptop or portable projector, and assistance with the new overhead projector, touchscreen consoles, all the way to suggestions about computer technology. In the IDC, we are open to your comments, questions, or suggestions. If you have a topic for a workshop, an additional service you'd like to see offered, or help with a project, just stop into the IDC and we can assist. Speaking of suggestions about computer technology, I thought I would begin this semester off in our tips and tricks section with a four-part installment of recommendations of how to go about picking the right computer for your needs. Sometimes this can be difficult, especially if you don't follow trends in computer technology and are a bit intimidated by all the different numbers, processors, manufacturers, and configurations out on the market. It can be enough to make your head spin. So, in this first of four parts, I will be covering the first question to be asked. What is this computer's primary use or function? The function, as I see it, of a computer can be broken into four general categories: home use, office/work environment tasks, multimedia intensive functions either on the job or at home, and then finally computers used to play some of the latest gaming software on the market. Home use would be the tasks you use your computer for, obviously, at home, such as loading, storing, printing, and sharing photos, email access, and surfing the internet. Those are the tasks the average home computer user generally performs. If you're performing these more basic tasks, then you can choose a computer that may not be a top-of-the-line machine, and you can usually find high-quality good deals. These tasks also can be performed on older equipment, older being a relative term in computer use. Computers that are up to 4 to 6 years old could easily perform all of these home-use tasks. In many cases, you could even get a used computer and upgrade it slightly for less money than a brand new system and be able to perform home computing just fine. I would characterize office use as the typical tasks you would need performed on the job. Now, this varies somewhat from job to job, but I'm just referring to email access, some word processing, spreadsheet, presentation, database, and internet access. Some of these tasks might require slightly faster processors depending on how media-intensive you decide to create your presentations or other types of work-related tasks. The majority of computers created in the past few years could easily handle all of these tasks. Multimedia tasks include website design, photo manipulation, graphic design and other artwork design, page layout, audio and video production capabilities, animation, both three-dimensional and two-dimensional, as well as other tasks I've mentioned, including email, internet access, and some of the office tasks. Multimedia tasks tend to require some of the highest-end machines on the market to run the processor-intensive and memory-demanding software required to perform. Also, the end product you create in multimedia tend to be larger file sizes, requiring larger and larger hard drives. Getting a computer that has many additional ports for plug-in devices like video and still cameras, USB drives, stylus, drawing tablets, and external hard drives is almost a requirement with today's technology. Also, a burnable DVD and CD drive for burning disks of your projects to distribute or for backup purposes is practically a must-have. And finally, gaming typically requires the latest graphic cards, as the games put a high demand on the graphic memory and processing capabilities. With every new generation of computer games, the graphics become more intense, lifelike, realistic, and usually require the latest computers to run. Also, additional devices like joysticks, game controllers, and other accessories are often required. These computers tend to be at the high end of the offerings and are usually desktop models, although laptops have become much more capable of running higher-end games in recent years. So when you decide what the primary use of the computer is going to be for, you can start to narrow down your options. In next week's installment, I will be covering some specific considerations about processing speed, the amount of memory, hard drive sizes, laptop versus desktop models, and other options. Thanks for listening to this week's IDC podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as instructional technology tips and services offered. If you have any questions or in need of assistance with any of the services that we offer in the IDC, you can contact us by phone, email, or in person by checking our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.